This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Don't adjust your TV set. It's me, JLJ. We're going to talk about why boycotting is dumb, the pre-Emmy noms and who should have got nominated, and I'm the only one who thinks that you should support your show and support the actresses and actors who are on the show remaining. We're going to talk about all of that, and I brought someone else with me too. Next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There's the music. I haven't heard this music. I hear it every day when I'm watching at home. I haven't heard it in the studio in a long time. Welcome to the GH Report, the General Hospital After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm James Law Jr., of course. And the gang is back together. It's kind of, I didn't plan this at all because the fourth person could not be here. That's the curvy critic, Carla Renata. But we have the man who's holding it down every week for you guys, Mr. Frank Moran.
Hey, guys. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And you see who's sitting next to him. She followed me in the door, Miss Lucretia Lyon.
Yes, guys, I am Lucretia Lyon, so you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And we are going to take some phone calls, a little legs. I am curious. I got things to say. They got things to say. And I am curious to hear what you have to say out there, too. But we're here on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, we're on YouTube under the General Hospital After Show. And if you're trying to find us and you're like, where are we on YouTube? It's AfterBuzz Dramas. And boy, there's some dramas going on. But we'll give a number later, and we'll do that. But first, as I mentioned in the teaser of this, some things happened. This reminds me when we first came on 2.5 years ago and the whole Nancy Legron controversy. And we had to discuss, like, should we mention it or not? And we had to. I feel like we have to mention this because everybody's talking about it. It's gotten news on Entertainment Tonight. And even my brother was like, what's going on with Jeannie Francis? Jeannie, hashtag Jeannie is GH. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually curious what both of you guys kind of think of this kind of movement. What's going on with that?
Well, I know that Jeannie has not been front and center in a long time, but Luke wasn't always front and center either. And when we don't have Anthony Geary, and this show has been based on the Spencers, whether, you know, they want to call it the Corinthos or not, or whatever, I mean, but yeah, the show was based around Luke and Laura. They are the ones who brought it to, you know, the superstardom that it was. So to slap Laura in the face like they've done, and this has happened, what, now 3 or 4 times, it's just so disrespectful. And how dare you do that in a day and age when we have social media? And so you know this is not what fans want. And you know, especially now when all the backlash. So I just don't understand why they made this decision, knowing that it would get people upset and possibly boycott the show.
Okay. Frank, what are your thoughts? Just thoughts about this.
It's, I mean, as great as Jeannie Francis is, she's never really been given a chance to shine since she came back at all. They just started to barely now. I mean, I feel like she's been off the canvas more than she's been on, even since she returned for Luke's farewell storyline, which is a shame because there's a lot of potential with her. But finally getting her together with Kevin, inching slowly, giving her the wedding, which is great, having her adopt the last name of Collins, which was fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
And then all of a sudden you do this mayoral race, which is like, all right, that'd be intriguing to see her and Ned go up. And then to do this 180 where all of a sudden, because of everything that's happening off screen, she just does 180 in one episode. Says, oh, I gotta go. And to pass it on to Alexis, which is like... That's just a wasted thing.
Well, and yeah, I agree that she finally got a really good storyline, and we'd seen this relationship with Kevin that maybe was on the back burner a lot, but it was still, you know, underneath the Fab Four, like, storyline that had been going on. So she was actually getting stuff, and especially with this mayoral thing. But just to drop it like a hat, blame Spencer, and give it to Alexis is like, why?
Yeah, I will. The one thing that I will agree with the story is that the dropping of it was really weird. It was like, it was just like, okay, she's done on Friday, bye. That was kind of weird. But is that surprising on soaps? No. And actually, I'm going to give a shout out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To Candy Poo with Candy Mac, Candace Mac, because she's my buddy. I watched her Periscope recently about this, and I didn't agree with everything, of course, and that's fine. But she did say something that totally hit me in the spot. This show's on every day. People do get really emotionally invested, whether they're on all the time or not. So I didn't really think of that part, kind of. I was like, that's really interesting. And so it feels like a family member was done wrong to them. So I was like, okay, so that explains some of the outrage. Here's my problem. I'm not going to name certain names, but I'm going to put in air quotes, soap press. Try to get a scoop on this story. I'm telling you right now, they have no connection to the show. They have no connection to General Hospital. They don't talk to any of the actors from the show ever. We do. They don't do that. And they started printing things about the Jeannie France situation that may or may not be true. And just saying things like sources say, I'm putting air quotes again, because they wanted to scoop. To me, that's irresponsible. And that's the problem I was having with the fans out there who, so in my opinion, went bonkers. Many fans, I actually tried to talk to some people out there on Twitter. Many of our fans in the chat room, they come on every week. They're great people, and they're wonderful. They've been very supportive, and they're saying. There are fans out there who literally were saying things to me that I thought were, excuse my language, fucking crazy. And they were saying, and they were doing things to me that were so wrong. And I'm curious how you feel about this, too, where they were tweeting other actors on the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is you don't know the situation there, and it's never an actor's fault. They have no decision-making abilities whatsoever. Because believe me, if they did, they'd probably not want to do Manlanders. I mean, like, and that's sort of the thing. Right. Is like, you see the crap that they're handed all the time. Do you really think they can do anything? I mean, yes, when Rebecca Herbst was fired, the actor stood behind her. But what do you guys think, that tweeting them and asking them to give part of their salary is helpful? Right. No, with Rebecca Herbst, that situation, fans and actors alike were supportive because she was family and they did what they could. But that's the thing, is that's what I assume that they're doing.
It's funny, some cases, Deidre Hall back in the 80s, when they killed off Samantha, they killed off Marlena, but it was it made it Samantha. Like, that happened when the fan outrage. It does happen every once in a while, but I'm just telling you, the soaps are not watching your comments. It's not, I mean, just not. And I think what's hard, and it's hard to hear that, but I would never want to be a soap writer or a soap producer. I would never want to do that, because there's always a fraction of people who are always going to be mad at you.
True.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody. You just can't. And Jeannie Francis has not, I agree with Frank, has not had a good storyline since 1993 or 4. They brought her back and they've done her, I won't say wrong, but they just haven't done her well.
No, and just at The Verge, where they start tying back into the Charleston stuff with Mary Mae Ward, some of the stuff that she had, some legitimate great storylines back then, to just tease that, and then for whatever reasons, bumping her down off a contract to reoccurring, and then I guess her not really being interested, which I can understand why. If it's supposedly, of course, to at least things that I had seen, like maybe 12 episodes a year, her not really being interested in that, and the writers seemingly wanting that storyline to happen, and producer saying, nope, that's not what we're going to be having her as heavily on the show, so we should steer that away from her towards somebody else.
Right, and again, that's a producer, network, thing. So stop tweeting. Even Maurice Bernard with some people, like, stop, you know, stop tweeting them saying, give up part of your money. Natalie Grand, give us some of your money so that Laura can stay on. Okay, first of all, that's, again, fucking crazy. No one's going to do that. They're going to give up their part of their money. I mean, that's not the point. That's not even the answer to the problem. And again, it's network and producer. So tweet them, but I don't think they're reading it.
No, and as I say, there have been situations in the past that were handled with situations where fan outcry, but it was very positive. Like, mm-hmm. oh, please don't take Rebecca off the show. And that's the difference, is what we're seeing now is negative and hateful. And that's the difference.
That's what's making me upset. And that's what makes me upset with a lot of fans. And I'm just like, really, I'm sad because our genre is looked at as the stepchild already.
Yeah.
And so we got some news, but it's not good news. We got national news, kind of. But it's still about the fans' outrage. And if you read all the tweets and message boards, they're so evil. And the thing about, you know, again, Jeannie Francis, all she said was thank you for support.
Yeah, she has not been wanting
this. And Robin Strasser, she mentioned those two things.
And two, Kimberly McCullough coming out in support of wanting her on the show did it in a nice, respectful way. That is what people should be doing. Just like when Robert Palmer Watkins was dropped to recurring, guys. We made sure to only tweet positive things because you do catch more flies with honey.
Yes. But I was told, because I was on for like an hour and a half. I thought I'd talk to fans because, you know, we're all families. So we want to talk to fans. I had to leave the conversation. I heard the most absurd things. I'm going to give you one example. This person has frizz in their name. And then some of them frizz fans are just crazy too.
I'm sorry.
They're not nice to me at all. You can take that however you want to take that. One has frizz in her name, said she would stop watching General Hospital because of Jeannie Francis, who was barely on. But I said, what about your couple that you support so heavily? And this is what they wrote. They told me, I'm going to stop watching it because of what they might do to them next.
That's logical.
I heard that. I was like, you got to be crazy. Like, what are you talking about? You should be watching it to support your couple that's still on the show.
Yeah.
What they might do. And I heard that more and more. They're getting mad at me because I was like, are you crazy? I'm like, that's your couple you're supporting, but you should still tune in and support that couple.
Yeah, don't you want Rebecca and Roger to still have their jobs? If you quit watching, they'll lose their job too. Everyone would lose their job.
Right.
Well, but here's the thing is I'm not going to name any shows. I may do some cough, but ABC is notorious for doing this. Like Last Man Standing. Because they had an issue with the lead actor, they decided to cut the show, even though what their reasoning was not even displayed in the show itself.
Yeah.
ABC loves to cut their noses by their face. Well, there are some actress playing the victim now. when we all know, those of us who know what happened behind the scenes, that she's the reason everybody lost their job.
And that's the
kind of stuff that ABC is notorious for this, guys. So why give them any more ammunition?
I agree. And yes, you are absolutely correct. You don't want to watch the show anymore, then stop watching it. I get it. If you don't watch certain shows, I don't watch it anymore. But I'm just telling you, and I said it before, I got a lot of flack for it online, there are four soaps left. So stop watching your show, and this is what's going to happen. Thousands of people are going to lose jobs because you're upset that Jeannie Francis is gone. I say stay, watch, protest, maybe some way, you know, make your voices known, maybe in other ways, maybe not even tweeting, sending letters, like old-fashioned sending letters, but try to get their attention. But to say, I'm not going to watch the show anymore because of Jeannie Francis, because of one person. And we still don't even know what exactly happened. No one's come out and said anything. And actually, they don't owe you an explanation. They don't have to tell you anything.
They really don't.
She's not inside. They don't tell you anything. It's her business. And secondly, Jeannie Francis is not going to fall apart. She has an interesting commercial that came on right after General Hospital. And it was like, oh,
yeah, I like that. It's like, oh, good. You know, commercials pay better.
And she was on Y&R, and she was on Days Are Alive. She has characters on both shows that are not dead. Well, even if they were dead, it wouldn't matter. You can bring them back. They're not dead. This Lifetime, Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
They're doing programming for women that are her, which she's not that much older than I am, in my age group. They're doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Michael B. says, is it me or is social media making people stupid? And I said, it's not social media that makes people stupid. People are stupid on social media. I'm like, that's the thing. Is like, I hear people blame social media for everything. It's like, no, some of us know how to responsibly use it. It's like guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Right. Okay? As I said, many of you fans who are in this chat, who come on these shows, or we watch our shows, are great and been very supportive. And trust me, have been with me through tough times and have been great. I'm just saying, in general, we need to, like, kind of grow up a little bit. And wait, what's going on?
This is Simone Francois says, I'm mad that Jeannie and Ryan are leaving, but I'm still going to watch. If Man Landers won't get me to quit watching, this will not.
I know, Man Landers are like, oh, that's crazy. But I just really want to say she is a daytime legend and a pop culture icon, completely, just like me. That's great. But I totally get it. I get the shock, because I agree with Frank and Lucretia. It's like all of a sudden mid-storyline is done. And nothing against Nancy LeGrand or anything. Again, it's not her decision. She's doing her job. But I want them to have their job still. I'm sorry. I'm still going to watch the show. And if you don't watch the show, that's on you.
Even if this storyline, I'm afraid, is going to paint Ned in a very bad light because they're going Trump versus Hillary. And I'm like, oh.
I know.
Garbage.
But I said, not I'd rather, garbage. But see, my thing is, yeah. I'd rather have her not on a show than have her on the show floundering around, not really being written. Yeah. Then she's just walking around, hi, Spencer, let me give you some more tea. I mean, that's boring. I mean, that's boring.
No, but it's a shame just when she started having a storyline that was great, that was going to showcase her a lot, that this stuff happens.
So that's all I want to say about that, right? I just want to say that. I just stop being bonkers, soap people. You're driving me crazy and others. Stop it. We're adults. We can not agree, but just like not go be mean. But on a happier note, well, maybe some people might be a happier note. The pre-noms came out for the Daytime Emmys. Now, folks, what that means is they're not the nominations. There are people up for nominations for a Daytime Emmy. And it's not calendar. I had to make sure I say this to everybody. It's not calendar year. It's not January to January. So there were a few nominations. I was like, oh, why did they get nominated? Didn't they just come on the show? But they made it into, because it's all about scenes or whatever. So I just want to mention the GH ones, of course. For Outstanding Lead Actress, and if you guys agree with these or not, Nancy LeGrand for Alexis, Kelly Monaco for Sam, Ava Jerome, Mara West, and Laura Wright for Carly. Do you feel those are all the usuals probably be on there anyway?
Yeah. Well, and I really hope Mara West gets the nomination because she's had some of the media story.
Well, I'm thinking if they include Morgan's death, Laura, that scene where she's talking to Sonny and she has the picture and she listens to, I think it's a good scene.
Laura's got some great stuff. But yeah, I'm trying to think of, I feel like a lot of this is after Alexis and Julian. So I'm not really sure, as I say, I'm not sure on that. But yeah, I say Maura and Laura definitely deserve to be on there for the Morgan stuff. And then, Ava's burn storyline was just great.
And in my opinion, they've been writing Sam wrong. I think I already said that on Twitter.
Yeah,
I think we all agree with that. I think everybody agrees with that.
I think a lot of us are just like, what?
Right.
Well, I just don't need to see scene after scene of people telling Sam why she's wrong.
Right.
Constantly. It's like nobody is willing to just accept like the fact that she can still love Jason, but she's in a different place. And so as much as she loves him, she can't be with him. But everybody says like, nope, Sam, you're wrong. You're wrong. The way you feel is wrong.
But also, I feel like the way they're writing her too is that she's not, I feel like she should be a little more wishy-washy a little bit. Or like you said, or more defiant in, I love you, Jace. I do love you, or as Jason, or where we were, but I'm in love with Drew. Like, she made the more distinction, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing, is she's not being portrayed as a strong character at all. No. And it's just frustrating, because it's like, okay, we get this is a very effed up situation here, but you are not reacting appropriately.
Yeah.
And yes, people are jerks for telling you you're wrong or whatever, but you should be throwing back at them. Like, you're supposed to be a stronger woman here.
The one that's irritating me the most is Alexis. For somebody that was really like against Jason and the lifestyle that they're in, but she can't even really come out and like enjoy it. You make my daughter happy, so that works for me. That's the best she can do. But even then, she's backpedaling off of that. Like, well, just listen to your heart. Sam, like, oh, come on, Alexis. Come on.
I know. There's folks in the chat room who kind of agree with each of us on things, so it's kind of good. Now, for our saying lead actor, Michael Easton.
Yeah.
Hamilton Finn. Let's see, who else? Billy Miller as Jason Morgan and Drew. And let's see, any more for that? And so that's it for lead actor.
I will say, Michael Easton has done some of his best work as Hamilton Finn. As much as I love John McBain, but him, I know that it probably won't be anything with the Cassandra and the Faison stuff. Yeah. But yeah, like the addiction storyline towards the end and all the stuff with Hayden was really good. And
I'm upset about Rebecca Budding still. I'm still upset about that one.
Yeah, that's BS.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, and Billy Miller, too. Billy Miller has done some of his best work because in some scenes he actually looks like he might not hate his life.
I know he does.
Yeah.
A little shade.
Yeah.
A sunny shade. Now, for outstanding supporting actress, I'm like, huh? Sorry, no offense to the actress, but I'm like, really? Lisa Lo Cicero is Olivia. That's it.
I love Olivia, but... Yeah, I mean, she's not really had much of anything.
Do you guys think what scene she would have? What was the scene she had that would be, like, Emmy-worthy?
Yeah, because, like, she's really funny, but they don't normally give Emmys for the funny stuff. Because the scenes with her and Ned and Monica are good, but I'm like, that's not really what they normally give Emmys for.
Yeah. Anyway, next on that one. Outstanding supporting actor, Steve Burton. So we got the two Jasons both nominated.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, why is he in supporting? Considering for when he came back, he was on More Than Sunny, and that was a great.
Yeah. Her first Sunny one. They ever got kids. Chad Duell is Michael Corinthos.
I get that, because he's had some meaty stuff. I mean, depending on what they've included.
Yeah, what the scenes are going to be. I mean, Franco there is not too happy. Wally Kurth, our buddy.
Yeah.
Ned, we love Ned. He's such an easy actor. Like, it's just easy to watch. And just like, yeah, just we love Ned.
Yeah, Wally's the best.
And then who I'm actually interested, if it's the scenes, I'm thinking it might be Anthony Montgomery.
Yeah, because Andre's Inn was really good. Yeah. And I like that, I felt that they did him wrong by never letting him go with Anna, but they at least gave him sort of a hero's ending. Yeah. And he got to sort of have a nice goodbye with both of the women in his life. Yeah. And I really liked him with Franco, those scenes. Yeah.
So, folks, listen to my GHB Spotlight with Vanessa Antoine. Came out on Friday. She talks about all that, actually. Mm-hmm. And younger actress, Haley Aaron's Kiki Jerome.
I'm glad for that, because she is really a great young actress, and I think they're finally giving her some stuff.
Yes. Chloe Lanier as Nell Benson. I know folks are going to hate that nomination.
Yeah.
And Frank's already shaking his head already.
Well, I mean, and it's no fault against the actress. It's just the character. It's just the pits.
And our buddy, Eden McCoy, as Jocelyn Jax.
Yeah, she is so good.
I love her.
Yeah,
I love
her. Yeah, she really holds her own with the adults.
She's growing. She's really growing as an actress. She's really good. For supporting act, for a younger actor, Oscar Nero, played by Garen Stitt. And Hudson West is Jake Weber.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's right. Yeah. Nothing against those.
No. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, as Oscar and Drew get closer, those scenes will get better and better. Yes. So.
Yeah, like, I really like the young actors that are Oscar and Jake. I think that they, you know, they're working with some really good, you know, powerhouses there, and they seem to be holding their own. I mean, no one's Brooklyn and Little Sister.
I know. Oh, I know. And then I'm actually surprised that Nicholas Bechdel did not get nominated.
No, yeah, because he had those scenes with Valentine. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he held a scene with everybody
and
in it.
Ava. Yeah, that was one of the best all year.
I'm like, hello. So I'm ready for more Oscar scenes, Taylor Jones says. XY lover Holt says, Jake was pretty good as often as he could be on. Yeah, I know with some of the kids, I know it's an issue with laws or something about how much they're on, I guess, or whatever.
But certainly it's interesting that a lot of the kids, especially around the Jason, Sam, and Drew storyline, they have just some meaty storylines for them to be. How do you, you know, with somebody that you loved and thought was your father was really your uncle.
Yes.
Really bizarre.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Interesting storylines for them.
I keep wishing that happened to me.
Me too.
Me too. I want my real father to happen. James Hunt Sr., I guess. And so this week of General Hospital, I mean, it was Faison week, basically.
Yeah.
He got around. He got everywhere, didn't he? He got around everywhere.
Yeah, and like Maxie said, I don't care if there be two women who had sex with you. I love that.
He got to everybody, it seemed like. It was like, was it too fast, you think? Or was it?
No, because I did not need to see, like, before he gets on the show, and we got to have the stand-in for him, doing the terrible acting of, like, getting the cigarellos and like, crinkling up. Those were awful scenes.
They were kind of bad.
And the wig was terrible and doesn't even match.
No, it did
not match at all. I'm like, what is happening? Yes. So anything that is going to get us past that and actually have him on the show, I'm all for.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, they were kind of bad at first. I forget, when they showed the flashbacks from the end of the week of him being young, I forgot about them. Like, he was actually not half bad looking back in the day.
That's true.
Yeah.
A little rough around the edges now.
I want to know what his hair's like in real life. Does he get it crazy just for this role?
Probably does
he not care at this point in life, and it's just crazy all the time?
It's like, he is, I mean, he's such a great actor, first of all. But there's a lot of people were upset with Anna this week. So I wonder what you guys, they were saying that she was not being true Anna. They're making her seem weak. What do you guys about Anna then? What do you guys think about
I that? Didn't like that she went to Sunny. I really could have, I get that he and Robin were close, but Anna and Sunny working together has always been a little, like, off to me.
Okay.
Just because she shouldn't. I do get her with Jason, though, because Jason is more, you know, a little bit more on the good side.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing, is I liked their scenes, but I didn't see Anna as weak. If you were Anna Devane and he had made you believe your daughter was dead for years, and not to talk about the fact that he's stalked her since she's a little girl, she's going to have some reserve. And especially knowing that he's attacking, you know, her little boy toy Finn. It's like, come on.
I really wound up to Finn and Anna. But that's
yeah, story, they're but cute.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's interesting. It's one of those where I feel like it's like the Joker and the Batman, where, it's like, well, why doesn't the Batman just kill the Joker? Because he's done already so many of these things.
She didn't put him in a hole for a few.
That's true. Yeah. That's the most that we got was the hole. That was it. But it's like, we're never going to have him, kill him off, because you got to keep the threat of Faison always alive.
Yes.
So. Yeah. There's always got to come up some reason, which in some senses you could see a sense as a weakness for the character, because like really, because if you're just a hardcore badass, you would just eliminate the threat.
Right.
But in terms of the larger scope of a soap and the need to have that character be able to come back when you need him, you got to hedge your bets a little bit.
Because he's a character that will do anything. I mean, he's just in. Yeah. The hair gets crazier. And I mean, but like literally. It's about Umbrella Story. I mean, it went all the way to Lulu. People were like, I wish Lulu will die. That way with I'm like, and Olbrex. I'm like, no, not Olbrex. We love her.
Yeah, we love Olbrex. Yes. She's great. Like, as I say, Kathleen Gotti had some great scenes.
Oh, great scenes. Oh, my God.
But the thing that drove me crazy, for as much as Lulu, like, her whole big thing, it's like, I really want to get this sit down with Faison. I really want to get this. That when she finally does get walk in on Faison with Olbrex, at no time does she be like, this could be an opportunity for you to tell me, even though he's not, but at least bring that up as a way to kind of stall.
Yes.
Nope. I was like, that was your move at Lulu. You could ask him, like, well, how about we get a chance to tell your side, Faison?
Yeah, because to be honest, Faison is portrayed as a malignant narcissist, very much like a cult leader character, like a Mitch Lawrence. So he would probably be more interested in talking to Lulu if she was going to tell his story, like in the character that you've written out. So I didn't understand why they didn't do that, why they built this up. But the problem with Lulu in this new job is that they basically used her old scripts and just replaced the word baby with story, I swear. Because it's the same annoying, like, you know, dog without a bone little behavior. And I'm like, this is not the kid of Luke and Laura. Can we have it could be played by Amy Ryland, but this was not the real Lulu. Like, she's a good actress. Can we just say that this was not Lulu the whole time? Because she's just become so dumb.
Well, again, the whole thing, everybody's like, she's dumb. The whole thing is, the Spencer family is so weird because you have Bobby, who's around, but she's more involved with the Chloe thing. Now Lucas is back. No. And they're adopting.
Yeah.
Now, folks, Ryan Carnes was filming movies, so that's why he was not.
He was
so
busy. Same thing with Perry Shin. He does a lot of work.
Yeah, so they're busy. So, but I guess he's back there. I mean, so we had a kind of moment between Carnes and Lane. They were kind of like, oh, I know you're gay already. Stop teasing your brother. It's a little forced, but it was fine. I mean, I don't mind that so much. But then he mentioned Valerie off camera.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she is coming back to the show.
So the Spencers have been kind of fragmented for a while since Luke left.
If they're going to do this scene, I hope that means that he's going to be around for a little bit of time. Don't give me this, and then we don't see him for months, and then he shows up again, like, oh, guess what? We have a baby right now.
Yes, all right. I know. I hope not either. But it made sense that he would adopt. Because he said, he adopted Brad. And I love that, and I love Bobby said, Tony, be proud of you. I'm always going to mention Tony. Yeah. Tony raised him. Not Julian or anything. Tony raised him. So I'm glad that. And you know, sometimes, though, I'm sorry, guys. I miss Luke sometimes. I do. I feel like he was kind of the glue that kept the Spencers kind of. He reminded everybody who's a Spencer, who was. I mean, Carly acts like a Spencer. She's a true Spencer.
And that is the thing, is I hate that they don't really mention that, because that's one of Carly's most endearing sides.
Right. I love when he called her Caroline.
Yeah.
So it's like there's something, and Barbara Jean. I mean, there's something about him.
Natasha.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I love that.
He always had a special name, like Blaze, you know, for everybody.
And then when Tony was was Dr. Bro-in-law.
Yeah.
I just
he was Spinelli before Spinelli. Oh, that's why I'm like, Spinelli and Maxie in a way were almost like Luke and Laura without the rape.
Yes, without the rape.
You know. Oh, and when we were talking about Sonny and Anna, someone in the chat just reminded me of, like, Sonny butting into the investigation. Was that not your favorite line of the week when Sonny's like, he took Robin from you, but he took Jason from me?
Yeah, I know. I was like,
laughing so hard.
I did too. I was like, okay, folks.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of that line.
I miss Luke, too. Yes, I miss Luke, too. I'm glad to hear Tony mention I miss him. They're filling up the queues again. They are filling up the queues a little bit, I guess. I mean, how do you guys feel about Monica sticking with Drew and Jay sticking with
Drew? I like that.
I like it a lot. Yeah. One, that it gives her a lot more to do on the show.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, if you're going to be building this up that they are twin brothers, having Monica vouch for him and want to adopt him, I mean, really raises his level.
That was cute.
Well, and two, because he has always embraced the Quartermains, and that's what they've kind of known. Yeah. It's like, you know, when he realized he was Jason and part of the family, he was like, okay, I want to know more about this side. Yeah. Like, you know, he didn't immediately jump to Sonny.
Right.
And so he's kind of their golden child in a way.
So, did Lulu and Oprah escape?
Oh, I'm sure.
When he walked in, it was like, hey, look. I mean, did they escape?
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
Because Spencer's Chupacabra thing was kind of funny. A little throwback to when he was down there.
Like, ever since Lulu, after she failed when they're on Casadine Island, when she was in the tunnels and was coming out with a gun, like, that's it. I want to do what Luke Spencer would do, and then failed. I'm like, she's just been on a steady decline.
I know. That's so funny.
What's wrong with having a badass kick-ass Spencer daughter?
I agree.
Well, and two, it would make sense. Being Lulu being annoying like she is, it's like, this doesn't make sense. But I guess sometimes when both your parents are awesome, maybe the kids are not. But, like, Lucky was cool.
And people keep mentioning Jonathan Jackson and Lucky.
Yeah. Like, well, because Nashville is done. Yeah. I mean, I think they're even done filming the last season.
I'd love to have him back, but that's not a story. That's not a story.
I mean, because Steve comes in from Nashville. So,
I mean, I'd love to have that happen. That's one thing going on there. And then I was actually shocked how fast Nathan got shot. I will say, I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
He's been shot.
But like, I liked it. I liked it, though. Let's get right to it.
I loved it.
To it.
Well, I liked it because Faison shoots him and doesn't even realize who he is. And I said, Faison pulled a Sonny.
He did. It also reminded me, of other people, another ABC show, Lost, when Homegirl died. Annie died. Oh, not Annie. That was her name on Guiding Light. Cynthia Watson's character. Yeah.
And
when they shot one else, and she walked in, and she got shot, and suddenly she died. It was like, wow, that doesn't happen very often where it's like just like a quick...
Well, they both got DUIs around the same time, so that might have been part of it.
Yes. But no, so Nathan is shot.
I have a feeling,
obviously, I think we all know what's going on with Ryan Pavey and everything. But I think it was really interesting to have him shot. Maxie, once again, Kirsten Storms, acting up a storm.
Yeah, she is great, and she was killing it all this week. Because especially... she was way more powerful against Faison than Lulu. And I'm like, yes, she's the daughter of Robert. I mean, of, Mac and Felicia. Yep. And then, of course, her real dad, Frisco. Mm-hmm. It's like, so you expect that. But, yeah, she was sassing back and holding her own. And young Ryan Reynolds there.
or Heinrich, whatever. He has 10 names now.
Yeah, because it's like, I called it. Like, on Twitter, I was like, this is who he is. Yes. He's going to be Faison's other son. So he shot both of his kids.
So does he, okay, this is where I'm a little confused, folks. So he hates Faison too, right?
Yeah, because it's so interesting because the conversations that Anna has with Sonny, it's like, you know, why get him involved with this life? But, like, why don't Sonny and Jason say, like, we kind of extrapolated what the end of the book is, and it's like he kills his father, which means that he hates his father.
Right.
Plus, look at this original email message. We're like, hey, remember we liked it in the book? Oh, he dies. They never bring up any of that conversation with Anna. It's always just like, we don't want to get him involved with this. Would you want this hanging on him? Oh, why? So it does seem confusing because it seems like he wants to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, if Nathan dies, or am I going to say with the spoilers, or whatever?
Go ahead and spoil it.
We know he's going to die. But the thing is, for Maxie, she lost. What was it? I think it was Jesse,
and then two. And Cooper.
And Cooper.
I'm like, how many of Maxie's boyfriends have been shot in front of her? Because two, I think. I mean, and. We've had situations with Spinelli and Johnny, a lot of people she's cared about. Yeah. So it's like, damn, poor Maxie.
I know. It's crazy.
Taylor Jones asked, do you guys think Spixie will be reunited? I hope so.
It won't be. I wish they would, but I think they're not in game. I think they're going to try to put her with the other son.
That's what I thought too. Is because think, he Frank? Saved her.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That'll be whatever it is, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to have to go through pregnancy and give the birth and have all those scenes about, oh my gosh, I wish Nathan could be here for this.
Yeah. And then Jason took that shot. When he got to Carly, I was like, oh, Carly.
I loved it though, because it's like, you'll never take the shot. I always wanted to see, like, yeah, if you're such a badass, take that shot.
Right.
And
he did.
Yeah. Boom. And that was what I love, is Jason didn't say a word. He just did it.
Yeah, he's
like,
it.
That's our Jason Morgan.
Yes.
By low kind, she told me to duck first or something. Yeah. It's not funny, but I said, I'm fine. Okay.
Yeah.
She told me to duck first. I'm like, okay, girl.
Oh, they're playing semantics here. Cooper was hung, yes, but he still was dead in front of her.
Yeah, I'm saying dead in front of her. And he was a cop at the time by then. He was number three, whatever, for the hostage thing, but he became a cop. I was kind of going for
him. Yeah, he was cute.
He was Ricky. I was going for the policeman thing, kind of that people just.
Yeah, I was so mad when they killed off Logan right after that too. It's like you killed off all the new cute guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Logan too. I love Logan too. I love that actor was really good actually. Yeah. It was Scott Baldwin's son.
Yeah, that was really interesting with Lulu.
That was crazy. On a side note, because other than FaceTime, before we take some phone calls soon. I loved once again Ava and Franco and their little scene together.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was great because I like that she was very positive and she's like very happy for
him.
She's
like, I know what it feels like. I don't want you. I mean, we're pariahs. I know what it feels like. And I'm like, yes. It's just like they're coming to an understanding, and you could tell the actors are kind of having fun.
Yeah, and no offense to Silas, but I still consider them to be Kiki's parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because Franco is more like a big brother in a way, but it's still just like he cares about Kiki as much as Ava.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see them support one another in that sort of way. And she's like, yeah, you can add me and Griffin to the list. We'll be happy to come and support you. And it was really I like the way that Ava's character and Franco's character have turned out. Because unlike some people on the show, they have done some horrible things, but they feel bad for what they did and are trying to be better people. That can't be said for everyone on the show, and some of you love them more than anything.
Right.
quibble in terms of Ava's big showcase episode, where the whole thing, I mean, this whole big thing is about Morgan. Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
The call already? Yeah. We'll take a second. Go ahead, yes.
But that, basically, Morgan comes back in her dreams, and a chance to actually explain, and she never takes that moment to apologize to Morgan and say whatever. So I feel like, that's been the whole big thing you've been trying to do with this character, and you give her the opportunity to have this interaction with Morgan, and you never address that at all.
Well, everybody was getting upset because she didn't point out that he killed AJ, and that Jason doesn't know that Sonny killed AJ.
Yeah, and that is something that will they do that like they did with Luke raping Laurel with the kids, or will they just sweep that under the rug? Sadly, I believe it will be the latter because that's what this show does.
And speaking of Kiki, one other thing, because I know Annie Gomez was mentioning that in chat too, and it fired me up too, is just the way they just character assassinated Dylan.
Yeah,
I know.
No.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, he's also a friend of our show. We like him a lot, but it was like, as a character, I was upset about that too, actually.
I don't understand that choice. You can have them break up, but to actually, why go that extra step of just being a cheating thing?
Right.
Yeah, that was the thing, is Dylan is not that type of guy. No. Just like, they're trying to ruin Ned is what I feel like, too. It's like, I'm happy to have the Quartermains back, but y'all always, you either kill them or make them just so unlikable like you did with AJ.
But what's pissing me off also, though, if you go this direction, General Hospital, I'm not going to be happy. Griffin and Kiki.
Yeah, I'm like, do not redo the mother and daughter sharing a guy. Like, because to be honest, like, Ava was a little worried at first, but then she's like trying, she goes, he's just supporting her and being a doctor. That's what they're talking about.
Right.
So don't ruin that.
I know.
No. Griffin's not that type of guy.
No.
Don't ruin him.
Don't go that direction. Please don't go that direction.
And, you know, I liked having Dr. Bench on the show.
Me too.
Yeah,
he's great. To be with Alexis, and now that just got brushed all aside.
Where's James Tapaiva? Come on.
Yeah, because he was a good mentor, too.
Yeah.
But I think they're like, let's throw this mother-daughter drama again. And, speaking of doctors, Dr. Finn and Alexis are finally friends. I told you that months ago, and now it's like, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
We started talking and joking around. And
the AA thing. Yeah, I'm like, that made sense months ago.
Yes.
But why now?
Just no more awkward scenes of Ava walking in on Griffin and Kiki embracing in some fashion. It's just, I'm tired of that. And she's just like.
Me too. I'm like, that's just. I'm like, that's just, I'm not all down for that.
Well, they're like, Dylan, I mean, Griffin likes older women. He's not into Kiki.
Exactly. He was older. Women.
Yeah, like, he's showing no interest whatsoever. His is just Mentor.
And I agree with Tamer. I'm upset, like, outside. I like Jason and Kim.
I want Jason and Kim, yeah.
I like them. Yeah. Because, again, it's like old Carly, another Carly with Jason. I mean, it's like kind of a weird thing. But
yeah, they have chemistry. And she had chemistry with Julian, too. That was a weird scene.
Yes. I'd rather, and I said this a couple weeks ago, that it's like, Julian is the kind of character that needs somebody that's new to Port Charles to be able to have any sort of interaction with if you want to kind of rehabilitate that character.
Yeah.
I do not want to see more scenes with him and Alexis doing this weird kind of will-they-won't-they tension. It's just annoying at this point.
Yeah.
Make them go away from each other for a while, then bring him back.
I agree.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Is Kim made sense. It's like he can make a friend that's a decent member of society and show that he's a better person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the phone number is 424. I'm scared to get the phone number out because you guys are going to yell at me, I'm sure. 424-253-0749. That is 424-253-0749. Call in. Keep it brief, of course, so we can get many phone calls. Let's go. Hello. Welcome to the GH Report. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. Good evening. It's Jamel from Brooklyn.
Jamel from Brooklyn. Happy New Year.
Oh, happy 2018 to everybody.
All right, so what are your thoughts?
Oh, well, I think that you covered everything so thoroughly. Again, I mean, Sunday is a... Yeah, you covered everything so thoroughly. You know what? I will say, I'll start with Jeannie Francis.
Okay.
I think that, you know, she, like I think Jeff said, she's going to be okay. I mean, a woman is basically, she's a daytime icon. She's up there with, you know, Robin Strauss and Susan Lucci. You know, that she's up there. So I think she can, like you said, transition. She won't be hungry for work. And I think it's just so, I don't know, it's just so annoying to have her sort of, you know, get really in there with those storylines that they give her. Mm-hmm. And then they just sort of cut it so abruptly, so fast. And then, you know, most of her family, her daughter, her husband is in Port Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I love Spencer. I love the boy. I wish they'd bring him back to town.
Yeah.
She's going across here. Sort of, I think her husband made a suggestion. Why don't you just bring him here? And she said, because of Valentine. Mm-hmm. Valentine's not threatening anybody. So it just was so... It was just so annoying to me.
I agree.
But, so, you know, hopefully something pans out with that. But with the nominations, I wanted to say, I'm not sure if you said it, but I think that Roger Howard, you know, I think that he's been doing such wonderful work the whole year. And he's been such like a little unsung hero a little bit with every actor he's been in the scene with. He's sort of taken the beating or been what he needed to be. And I think that he's the classic definition of a supporting actor. I mean, he's a leading man, but he's been doing out of this world supporting work. And I think that Rebecca Button also, because, you know, when the show is so geared towards the mob, I think that when the show is so geared towards the mob, the scraps that's left over, these actors take them and just run out of the park. I'm talking Finn, I'm talking Franco, I'm talking all and Anna this week, my God. I mean, that woman brought me to tears with all her, the paranoia. So I think that Anna's storyline, that was what I was focused on so much this week with her emotions and everything, and she was able to be funny and terrified and sad, and it was just great. She did she's a brilliant actress, Breonna Hughes. So
you said it perfectly. All that, everything you just said was good. I agree with you completely. It's Roger was not pre-nominated. I was shocked, actually.
Yeah, because he and Rebecca Hurst had some of their best work, especially together, and his with Auntie Montgomery too.
Yeah.
Like they had some great scenes.
He's a daytime icon too, so he's a legend.
Yeah. And I think that what I think they did, thank God, is they didn't go down the road like they did with AJ, where they took you so far down the road. Now I love AJ when he was bad or good. I love the Quarterman of Sky. I love AJ. I love them all. And so I just hate when they did what they did to them. But what they did with Franco, they almost took him to the edge, but then they brought him back, and now he's pondering about who am I and all that kind of stuff. And it's so deep, so wonderful. And I'm glad they saved him and they didn't take him to a place where they end up having to kill him off.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't like Ava. I don't. I love actors. I don't like her. But I think she did a scene or a episode, I think last week or some week before, with just her episode.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making so many good points. And I'm not an Ava fan. I became an Ava fan that week. I became an episode. I did. She was like, well, you took my baby and you did that.
She has.
You're right.
Yep.
I said, you're absolutely right. Oh, my God. It's a terrible hypocrite. So she won me over, and I don't want her to lose a man. I didn't like the relationship at the beginning, but I love how cute they are now.
Yeah,
so,
I see the
positive, not the negative with the right. I see everything you're saying, but I'm so focused on the positive. I'm not giving them no time for the negative. I'm not. They had a lot of problems.
I'm so glad you're saying that. Again, somebody told me online that positivity doesn't work and you have to be loud negative to get attention. I'm like, well, then you be loud negative, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not how I'm going to be. Yeah. So, sorry, I'm not going to do that. Well, thanks for your comment. Thanks for all your comments.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to sort of butt in, get my little two cents and vent a little bit. You know, yes. I'd be like Frank. I'd be shaking my head, too. Like, oh, Lord. They done did it. I'd be doing it, too. He'd be like, oh, Lord, they done did it again. I'm like, I hear you, boy. I hear you. Oh, my God.
I mean,
they broke my heart one time. That was when they broke up Sky and Jax. After that, I never gave them another chance. I said, you're not going to get me.
Aww,
you're not going to do
it. I love it.
Sort of cynic ever since, but I do like the show very much so.
Very good. Thank you, Jamel, for calling from Brooklyn, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Jamel.
Thank you.
I think we have another. I think we have the calls are trying to come in. Hello, welcome to GH Report. You're on the air live. What is your name? And where are you calling from?
James, you got me twice in one night.
Oh, I have to hear the voice again. Why? Thank you. Okay, you get the floor. What do you got to say?
Well, I like to see the gang all back together, yes. So this is a real treat.
Aw, thank you.
I'd like to just address the Sam and Liz characters very quickly.
Okay.
I may have mentioned this before, but you're all in agreement. I hate the way Sam is being written right now.
Yeah.
She's such a wish-washy character, and she's a character that's known for having, like, fire. And, you know, she came from the wrong side of the track, and they've just lobotomized her. I don't know what the issue is.
Right.
And with Liz, who the fans have attacked for years and years and years, is being written so beautifully, so strong. You know, she's a mother taking care of her kids. She's secure in her relationship, not manipulating anyone.
Right.
And they've really done, like, a reversal there. But I am unhappy with the partners that they are paired with. I do think that Sam has much more. I do think she has chemistry with Billy, but I think she has far more chemistry with Steve Burton, and I would like to see them paired again.
You're the liaison fan. They're gonna like that one. People are gonna like that.
No, but truthfully, I like Billy Miller better as Jake, the amnesiac.
Yes.
And I loved him with Elizabeth.
Yes.
Because
they seem like a really normal family.
I agree.
And I would like to, and I hate Liz with Franco, because Franco on two shows, and as much as they rehabilitate him, is the actor known for playing these rapists. And the story that put Liz, you know, in the forefront of everyone's mind is being raped in the park. So that pairing just will never work for me. So, I don't know. That's my opinion. I just would like to see some switcheroos there. Franco needs someone with an edge. He needs someone like Nina or someone like Ava.
Nina.
You can't put him with the, you know, the young girl that never ages that was raped in the park. It just won't work for me.
So, she does look good.
Becky
Hurst does look good. Like, she does not age.
Snow White.
Yeah, well, she's drinking, but she's working out. I always think of Death Becomes Her. Like, she's like, she's drinking that potion. That's crazy.
She's too young for that. Come on.
I know how old she is. Anyway, so, well, thanks for all your thoughts. That was very good. I agree with some of your stuff. You know, people get mad at me when I kind of agree with some of the stuff you just said. I know the liaison fans will be happy to hear what you just said. They're very happy about that.
Yes. The sane ones, anyway. But anyway, have a good night.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, the sane ones. There's one of those two out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just love this.
Yeah.
You're on the GH Report live on the air. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? The gang's all back together. It's Jacob from Texas.
Yes, we're all back together. We're all back together. So what are a couple of your thoughts, Mr. Jacob?
I just wanted to say that the storyline with Sam, they really have knocked the character down. She's lost her fire the way Sam used to be, the way Sam should be. Like Lucretia said earlier, or I think it was Franco or Lucretia, they said they were sick of seeing scenes of Sam where people were saying, knocking Sam down, saying, it's not acting this way. It can just be this way. It's just really getting old.
That's Frank. I think it was like, Frank who said that. Just in the same scenes. It's kind of the same. Yeah.
It's a kind of smart comment that Lucretia makes. I mean, just like a scene where you get it confused.
It's been the same. It feels like it's been the same themes with Kevin Monaco for like the past like 6 years. It's always the same thing over and over again. But I will say, I really loved the whole Ava episode. It was really good. Where it was just all about Ava. Ava, I thought it was really good. But the thing is, like, she finally had that surgery, but to begin with, she only had, like, a tiny little scar on her face by the time she had that surgery. So I was like, what do you do if she had a surgery? Like, she did the whole storyline when she got burned. That was really good. But when they did the thing with the surgery and her insecurities with her scar, I was, like, so over it because her scar was, like, really tiny.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Well, you know, soaps. You know, she wanted to look really. Yeah. She wanted no scars. She wanted no scars.
I know. I'm like, what do you do? I have bars. I have actual bars in my back. I have more scars than her. So
like, I got scars over my legs and stuff. I got scars over here, my arms. It's crazy.
I got one right here.
I got long scars in my arms, and I tried using that Mederma or whatever that stuff. It didn't work. That's life.
So and then really quick, I have to address what people are saying about the soap.
Yes.
It's basically a business. Like, it's the higher-ups that have control over it. The actors don't have control over it. And we only have, like, four soaps. So, yes, they're not going to agree with everything that's going on, but it's a business. And people should just support the shows that we have left.
Exactly, and then fast forward through scenes you don't like, or maybe not watch for a little bit. I've done it before. Come back to the show, but I'm like to say I'm going to boycott them so they change. It's like I think it's going to happen that way. They'll just go off the air. CBS and ABC did that already, and they just said bye. Just use two soaps each.
Yeah,
you know.
And then another thing is social media is a really good tool. It just seems like the people that usually clap back the most. It's like social media has given them a more voice to be negative. But social media can be a really good tool if people will just use it right. But there's a lot of people that are just stupid, like what Lucretia said about social media. It just drives me crazy.
Yes, me too. It drives me bananas. But thank you for calling in, Jacob, as always. Thank you for calling in both shows. Thank you for calling in earlier, too. So I was good.
I just had to say, it's great to see Lucretia, James back for just tonight. And Frank, you're doing a really good job. I haven't missed an episode.
Oh,
very
you're doing
good.
A really good job. Keep up the good work. Okay.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you. Bye. We will take one more phone call if it's quick.
Oh.
It's be a quick phone call.
Take Kelly one more from PEI.
I know. Yeah. We haven't heard from her. It has to be quick. Hi, you're on the GH Report live. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike Millay, glad to see you guys back together.
Oh my God, we haven't reviewed in a long time. Hi, Mike.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay, so, I'm gonna be real quick.
Yeah, be quick.
What's the tea between Jeannie and Ryan? I don't.
Well, Jeannie was set to be reoccurring. That's literally all we really know. But everybody's speculating that she was done wrong and this happened. We don't. No one knows the story. That's the whole problem. No one really knows what exactly has gone down, but that her dismissal to reoccurring, not fire, but to reoccurring, made everyone assume she was out and this was happening here. It was just a big mess. And that's what's been going on. It got to the media, the social media took it over. Ryan, I believe, I've heard credible sources say that he's off the show.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, that he's actually off the show. So I believe we'll find out that he's going to die.
Oh, okay. So I had thought that when Laura was going to become mayor, that since they were doing the Charles Street storyline, that they were going to somehow bring back the wards to Port Charles in some way.
Right, we'd love that. I
was thinking that all of a sudden Spencer broke his leg and she got up and go. I mean, it was just like that.
Right. So there's tea, but it really isn't tea because we don't really know. No one's said anything. I mean, so we don't really know. But that was the latest debacle, is that she was set to reoccurring.
And they just fired Ryan out of the blue.
Probably, well, who knows? Well, that part, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was out of blue or not. I'm not sure. They filmed 5 weeks in advance. I'm not sure what happened with him. Not sure.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling with you at the end of the show. But thanks for, we got, I haven't heard from you in a long time, so then thanks for calling in.
I missed you guys. I wish homegirl Lady Dean was here. Then they'd be all.
We said that earlier. Said Lady, she's in Florida still, so we can't have her. But yes, we said the same thing. But thanks much for supporting us. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so really quickly, I just have a quick announcement for everybody. I will no longer be doing the General Hospital after show stuff on my own, my mini spotlights and dirty deeds. I am actually, my other parts of my life have taken over, and so I really can't do them anymore. So my last show that I just did with Vanessa Antoine is the last one I'm going to be doing for a while. I'm there saying never. It may happen again in the future at some point, maybe specials, whatever. But my music career, ironically, and my books and my organizing, my life coaching have taken over, kind of. So I'm kind of want to make the... I'm pulling out of the soap press for a while. I'm pulling out. So my hope is people will be nicer to each other. It's just being nice is just a great thing. And I just want to make sure I say that. Frank, Lucretia, my buddies who started this thing with me 2.5 years ago, this whole crazy train of stuff. Thank you.
And now you just fade. Is that you just fading into the sun? The GH spotlight. Yes. Sunset.
So the spotlight's turning off. The spotlight is off. It's turning off. Yes, I'm fading into the spot. I'm not even commenting on stuff. I'm kind of fading away for a while.
Just for a while. There's going to be something that's going to drag you right back.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Who knows? You never know. I'm never saying never. I'm just saying that's what's happening for now. So, but every week you watch Frank and Carla. Frank, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. Because of the Super Bowl next week, we may not be next Sunday. Right. Still up in the air. We'll post something on Twitter, though, if we're going to be on or not.
It's a Super Bowl. And
since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one. And tonight, the Supernatural After Show will be at 9 p.m. and Horror TV Weekly will be at 10 p.m. And also, because of the Super Bowl, I won't be on either one of those next week, but we will be doing Horror TV Weekly on Thursdays at 10, just so you can get all your news. And also, I have a podcast coming out February 6th, and the first two episodes feature James Lott Jr. It's called Mrs. Brightside, everybody, and you will find it anywhere you get podcasts. iTunes, Google Play. I'm going to try to put it on all of them so everybody can listen.
And you want to listen to it. It's a good conversation between them. I get to ask her some great questions.
Yeah, James interviews me, and then I interview him.
Yes, it's going to be good, you guys. And you can follow me at James Lott Jr. All James Lott Jr. is just sold. And all my music, everything's on Amazon. I got an album coming out. I got all kinds of stuff coming out. So just follow me there. And I love all of you guys for all the support you've given me for doing this soap genre. So thank you very much.
Bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Never.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.